Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we pick a random show and we see how long we can hang on, except today we're not going to a random show. Somebody went out to podcastrodeoshow.com, clicked on the Fiverr button, and we're going to be listening to the Podjeck. P-O-D-J-E-C-T. All right, for whatever it's worth. Here's their description from iTunes. The only podcast pitching show that combines storytelling, business pitches, and a dash of improv, although it says improve, just for the record, and then lets you vote on which ideas become a 16-episode miniseries on the network every season. This could go horribly wrong. You should listen and want to contribute your own design of a podcast cover or intro music for a specific idea pitched on the show. Please email bumble at maskme.org with the subject line Podjeck contribution and include permissions to use your content. Should your submission be picked up for a winning podcast, you'll earn a creator percentage of the funds earned for that specific show. Right, because there's so much money flowing into podcasting. That's almost as good as Anchor. We'll cut you in when we start making money. Really? How much are you charging? Nothing. Okay. You can find more details at maskme.org. I can tell you right now, number one, voting. One of my first shows was battlingbands.com. And if it was $2 to participate, I would put you against another band. And I had affiliate links. So if people bought your music and if you won, all you did was you got to play again without paying $2. So you won $2. And I was amazed at how many people would rig up scripts and things to basically hack the system. So good luck with that. Also, this is basically looking for your audience to chime in. And if you don't have an audience yet, this could fail. But that's my first impression of the idea of the show. We'll get to my first impression of the actual show right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this. I have no idea what I'm getting into. Here we go. Okay. Kind of spooky. Voice intro starts now. Boom. Nope. Okay. More spooky. Sounds like Evanescence or whatever that one was. This is a really long intro. Okay, go.
On tonight's episode, Bumble and MC decide to test their hush powers.
Can't take the voice.
As they whisk you into a world of silence and shudders.
Is this a gay vampire?
Testing the boundaries of your ear holes and nerves. If your skin manages to not be crawling afterward, then prepare your guesses.
Okay, normally I would eject now, but I want to hear the actual...
As you discover, a new game show contestant is lacing up its mini shoes.
Right.
And creeping towards you.
Oh my goodness. Is that Grey Poupon? He looks fabulous. All right.
And that's where spam comes from.
I guess so, yeah.
All right.
That's interesting.
What? This is The Podjeck, the only spooky podcast pitching show where we offer two podcasts that may not exist. You get to vote on them to see which ones may become reality.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And sometimes we go through wormholes.
Yeah, I've heard that happens.
It's my name's Bumble.
And I'm MC.
Bumble.
So, it's a frightful time.
I know. It's definitely crazy with Halloween coming up here soon. And I have a sort of spooky pitch for you on this project.
Okay.
So, are you a fan of ASMR?
Big time.
Yes. I just discovered it about a year ago, and I fell in love with it. I have always been ASMR sensitive, but I didn't know there was a name for it. But I also know...
And for those of us who don't know what that stands for...
who are ASMR sensitive, but to things that annoy them.
ASMR?
Sounds and stuff like that. So my pitch is called #triggered, and it would be a podcast that completely uses the sounds that annoy people the most, whether it's clicking a pen or making popping sounds with your mouth or scratching on styrofoam. They're supposed to trigger you in a bad way, if that makes sense.
Although I'm sure some people might like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And there's all different kinds of ASMRs.
Who likes the clicking of a pen?
I can definitely think of a few people who this would actually be triggering in a bad way, too.
Yeah, I think you actually were the one who, when we were chit-chatting, I was telling you, like, oh, that's called ASMR, and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
So
it is fun.
Yes, absolutely.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So. I'm almost too scared to go into that wormhole.
Oh, but I think we can.
All right, so the good stuff, audio quality was okay. Sounded like you had one microphone for two people, but it wasn't that bad. The intro, that spooky stuff, way too long for me. Didn't really like the vampire guy. I understand you're trying to be Boris Karloff. Yes, Matt. Okay. Got it. But then you did a double intro. The guy said in tonight's episode, Bumble and whatever her name was are going to, and then you came in and Bumble and what's her name said, here's what we're going to do. It's a double intro again. And then the first thing you're going to pitch is, I want to make a podcast that is made up of everything that's annoying. Now, one hand, kudos for creativity, but Who really wants to listen to? I mean, it reminds me of that clip in Dumb and Dumber. You know what the most annoying noise is? Okay. So I'll be watching the show. My first impression is this is going to just flame out. I don't know. Hopefully you have. I see this is you have a lot of episodes here. 35. This was number one. So we'll see. But on paper, I would remind you that you, if you're starting with no audience, this could go horribly wrong. And also realize that when you have a contest, they can go horribly wrong as well. You might end up creating a podcast on your network that's really, really awful because somebody sets up a script and completely games it, and you end up with a show about, you know, whatever. So it'll be fun to watch because this has a lot of potential to be a giant train wreck. But for me, not really much into the spooky audio drama thing. And it just, no. This is the where I say politely, I'm not your target audience in this case. But it will be interesting to watch. The Podjack, I don't get anything out of that. That would say spooky. I get it, but I think it needs a, if you go up to somebody and go, hey, I'm doing a podcast called The Podjack. What do you think it's about? I don't know that anybody has a clue. So you need a tagline like The Podjack. Help us build a, I don't know. I'm not sure the name is going to work great, but at any rate, that's my first impression. If you would like me to get my first opinion of your show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button. And thanks to my buddy Craig from Australia, I'm going to do something different. In the event that everybody signs up to have me listen to your show, which happens on occasion, we had like 3 weeks straight, I'm always going to have a random one on Mondays. Mondays will always be random because he said half the reason he listens to the show is he's hoping for a giant train wreck. And when people that actually pay the $5 to hear me give my opinion about their show, noticing I'm not calling it a review, I'll talk about that someday. I had a problem with Fiverr because I was calling it a review. It's my opinion. The people that pay, usually their show isn't horrible, where we have a much better chance of having an absolute complete train wreck if our good buddy, the woman in the tube, picks a random number. So Mondays will always be a random potential train wreck. We'll see. But thanks for tuning in. If you want a review of your entire show, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's myself with my 12 years of podcasting experience and Eric K. Johnson, 30 years in the radio business. We go over your podcast head to toe, from the flow, from the content, from your website, from the technology, and lets you know what you're doing right and maybe those things that you could tweak. So thanks for tuning in to the Podcast Rodeo Show. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday with another random podcast. Thanks for listening, and remember to always enjoy your ride.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.